At this point, we all know that Georgia has a growing film industry. Maybe you've seen Helen Mirren exiting a restaurant. If so, please tell me which one it was. Or maybe you've stumbled across the cast of Stranger Things in the woods. But Georgians are still trying to find a way to own film, not just supply the ranks of gaffers and assistants, but to be the creative leaders. SCAD recently launched a program to foster homegrown creative talent. That's SCAD Film. And today, we're talking with its director, Brendan Osterman, and its industry and community outreach manager, Brantley Watts. Welcome to City Lights.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
It is.
Well, in Georgia, we're getting pretty good at staffing what's known as below-the-line roles in movies, but SCAD Film is looking to foster above-the-line roles. Would you explain how those roles are designated?
Sure. So above-the-line, and that's sort of a loosely used term in this context, describes creative department heads, producers, directors, writers, art directors, directors of photography, those key roles that shape the creative side of filmmaking.
Is that line meant to, is that a bottom line? Is that financial or is it status?
Both, actually. It's a line in your budget. So
there it is.
It is meant to differentiate between sort of pre-production and production. And that usually means the creators are involved early on in the process, and then production brings in your crew to produce the film.
What are the goals of SCAD Film?
So the initiative was created earlier this year. Our goal is to help create learning opportunities for Atlanta filmmakers who are interested in developing their own content. And we really want to help develop a grassroots pool of filmmaking talent here in Atlanta that aren't just, as you said, crewing and kind of providing support services to productions, but instead initiating productions of their own and creating original content.
Also, we're wanting to make sure that we're bringing opportunities to Georgia that were previously unavailable, the types of opportunities that you really only see in New York and LA, to make sure that we are fostering that above-the-line talent.
That seems very ambitious. How is SCAD Film different from other training organizations?
So we, as Brantley said, we're focused on bringing kind of one-off events on a weekly basis to a campus here in Atlanta that offer very specific specialized training, everything from camera to lighting, development, writing. Each one of those events is specifically targeted at an area of the industry where we see a need for training and development here in Atlanta.
And tell us about some of the programming. You mentioned these one-offs. What is a one-off?
So I'll give you an example. We've had a couple of really successful events in the last few months. We did a screening of the film The Goonies, and the director, Richard Donner, appeared in for a Q&A after the film, which was obviously very enlightening to our guests and offered insight into his process in a way that just going to see a movie might not offer. We're also offering professional certifications. We just finished our AVID training program a couple of weeks ago, and that was a 5-day immersive editing course that offers certification in the use of that software package. Some of the others we have coming up soon, we're going to do a certification on the Arri Alexa camera, which is kind of the industry standard cinema camera system. We'll also be hosting a screenwriting masterclass with Kim Krizan, who is an Oscar-nominated screenwriter who co-wrote Richard Linklater's Before series.
Well, have pre-existing organizations in Georgia done a good job of training people for the film industry? It seems that from what you're saying, SCAD is filling a huge need, or is it just continuing the process to fill a need?
I think that's a big part of it. You know, we've done a very good job at filling those below the line roles and the need for crew. Obviously, with Pinewood, Screen Gems, the bigger studios here in town, there's a constant need for those roles, and I think we've done a very good job of training people up and filling that demand. The next logical step for us is to start to develop a creative base here in Atlanta so that we're not just bringing projects in from out of town and supplying staff, but we're actually developing content here in Atlanta that can take advantage of the resources.
Although all of the work is welcome. I mean,
absolutely.
Positions, and I mean, it's tremendous. The things you're describing sound expensive. Where does the funding come from?
It comes from the college. This is a presidential initiative at the college. We've seen, obviously, the growth and interest in the film and television department at the school over the last few years. And we're working to expand that program. We actually grew 27% in enrollment this past year. And we, in addition to what we're offering within the curriculum, we thought it would be a nice bridge for our students and alumni to have these ancillary training opportunities before entering the industry.
Talking with Brandon Osterman, he's director of the program SCAD Film, and Brantley Watts, she is the industry and community outreach manager. You're listening to City Lights. We'll be back in a moment here on WABE Atlanta. Listening to City Lights. We're talking with Brandon Osterman and Brantley Watts of the SCAD Film Initiative. Let's revisit HB 757, the Pastor Protection Act. That was in Georgia's legislative cycle this year, and opponents of the bill claimed it would open the doors for discrimination against LGBT people. In response, major players in the film industry said they'd boycott the state of Georgia if HB 757 became law. Governor Deal vetoed it. As people involved in the film industry, do you think Georgia could return to this kind of precipice? And is that why there's an immediate need to make sure people in Georgia are trained and ready to make sure film stays here?
I think it's always a possibility. The, you know, politics of our region are sometimes at odds with the politics of the film industry here in Atlanta. I think, yes, it's important that we have people trained here in Atlanta to fill roles in kind of all sectors of the entertainment industry rather than, you know, just as service providers, sort of what I call worker ants.
These don't sting, right?
Right.
The worker bees sting. They're just social, those ants.
Right. And very productive.
We like that.
Right. Yeah, you know, I think there's been a great thrust in both legislation and within the industry to build a system of those worker ants that's very productive and has been very successful. I think the natural evolution of the industry is to now take the infrastructure that we've built over the last 5 years and sort of start to develop homegrown content, homegrown artists, offer Atlanta filmmakers opportunities that they may not have had until now to transition from below the line to more above the line roles?
Yeah, well, beyond the proverbial film industry that is of Hollywood, and one day ATL would, or I saw Gabby, our producer, screen Yollywood.
Yollywood, yes. Right.
Love that. There are also independent filmmakers. Is SCAD Film focusing on that type of filmmaking as well?
Yes, absolutely. That is a strong thrust of the program, is to foster more independent filmmaking here in Atlanta and help independent filmmakers tap the resources they have at their disposal here.
Why did SCAD create a program that's not necessarily for students?
Again, it was to bridge that gap between education and industry. You know, there is a wonderful foundation that you walk away from the program with entering the film industry. Some of the specifics of what's happening on the ground, or what resources are available to you, how to make that transition from a college student to a working professional, are always a challenge for our students and alumni. So, you know, we're hoping to help make that transition easier and bridge that gap.
It's really a network, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It is.
You're both filmmakers. What difference would SCAD Film have made for you if it had existed a few years ago?
A huge difference.
Yes.
just the access to talent and resources alone that that we're offering through the program would have been a huge benefit to me. You know, I moved to Atlanta 4 years ago to work as a director of photography, and I spent the last 4 years in that role sort of identifying where, you know, there were these needs in the industry for training, networking opportunities, better communication between industry, nonprofits, government, and seeing where there were missed opportunities. And, you know, going through that process for the last few years and having the opportunity to do that really gave me the ability to look back at my college career and say, wow, you know, if I had known what I know now 10 years ago, I might be in a very different place professionally.
Well, fortunately, you're still young, Brandon. I'm also curious for both of you in the just couple minutes we have left, what's your motivation for being part of the development of this program? I mean, you could be dedicating all your time to your own films.
Well, I do that too.
Stolen moments.
Right. You know, I still continue to make my own films. But, you know, part of this was that looking back at myself as a college student a decade ago and thinking, you know, what I have done differently, or what opportunities, you know, would have really made a difference for me coming out of school, and how can I provide those?
Brantley?
I also would say that all of us as filmmakers are learning through this process. We're, you know, getting access to some really great programming and educational opportunities that I haven't had before. So the time that I spend at SCAD Film is actually making me a better filmmaker.
Brandon Osterman is the director of SCAD Film. Brantley Watts is its industry and community outreach manager. SCAD Film is already bustling with programs. You'll be able to find more information on our website, wabe.org/citylights. Thank you both, and good luck to both of you with each of your film careers.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having us.